Hello and welcome to Campus Connection, KOSU's weekly visit with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And President Hargis, this week marks the anniversary of one of the most difficult events in the life of Oklahoma State University. Tomorrow is the 10-year anniversary of the Colorado plane crash that took the lives of 10 members of the OSU basketball family. And Burns, it's just hard to fathom that 10 years have passed since that terrible tragedy.
Yeah, it really is. I remember, of course, it all very well, as we all do. We actually, that next morning, was a Sunday morning, and we had Tom Dorado, who was one of the radio announcers, on our television show, Flashpoint. And it was such a poignant discussion. I later found out that really thousands of people watched that broadcast. They were so deeply moved by this event. We said then, Dr. Halligan and others said then, we will remember, and we certainly have.
And OSU has a big game with Texas tonight and will pause to honor the victims and their families.
That's right. We're going to have a special opportunity to express our condolences, of course, again and again, and then to recognize the families. We're going to have a private gathering with the family members prior to the game, and then at a special halftime ceremony. The entire time will be dedicated to honoring the 10 we lost. Eddie Sutton will be there. Former players Andre Williams, Desmond Mason, and Doug Gottlieb will be part of the ceremony, as well as many others. Former student athletes, staff, and coaches will be there. We're even to give each fan a T-shirt commemorating those that we lost. The proceeds from our annual Remember the 10 run will be donated to the OSU Counseling Services. And I might mention that I think 2 years ago, the first cowgirl, Ann Hargis, actually won her division in that. And we just want to keep this memory alive. We always will. We always have. It's just a very important time in our lives. And we appreciate so much the outpouring of both sympathy and support that we felt throughout the nation.
And I understand there are a few other things planned for tomorrow as well.
Yeah, as we do every year, a small team from OSU, which will be led by David Bosserman, who's now the interim president at OSU Okmulgee, will visit the crash site in Colorado for a special ceremony. They'll be joined by the local emergency team members who responded to the crash. And at 6:37 p.m. Thursday, tomorrow, as we do every year, the OSU library bells will toll 10 times to honor those lost in the crash.
And is there anything else you'd like to say on this 10th anniversary of the OSU plane crash?
Just that we will continue to remember and we'll continue to support each other, and we appreciate everyone's embrace of this terrible tragedy. And honestly, the families have been as much of a support to everyone else as they have to them, and we appreciate that as well.